Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on this Thursday morning. I'm sitting alongside the president and CEO of the Michigan Theater. You're actually the executive director, not the president, but I like to give you promotions when I can.
Well, it's good to get promotions. Yeah,
that, of course, Russ Collins, and he's here for Cinema Chat this week. How are you, sir, man?
Good, good. Well, there's some really great films opening at the Multiplex, and we're very proud of our Michigan and State Theater downtown films as well.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
big plans underway for the State Theater. I mean, we've always loved the State Theater in downtown Ann Arbor, but it is going to be something spectacular in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are not so fond of the State Theater as you, David.
Well,
it's inaccessible for all but the most able-bodied. There's
right.
No elevator.
Well, it's got issues, but that's changing.
Issues. Yes, it's a beautiful building, actually, a beautiful Art Deco building designed by a very impressive architect, C. Howard Crane, who designed the Fox Theater and Orchestra Hall, mm-hmm. the Olympia Stadium, the late, great Olympia Stadium. He designed the music hall, the music box theater for Irving Berlin in New York, which is currently a Broadway theater, and a beautiful theater in Los Angeles for Mary Pickford called the United Artist. Over 300 theaters around the world were designed by C. Howard Crane, and one of them was the State Theater. And so we're going to put back a lot of the Art Deco quality that was there that's been diminished over time. We're going to create three beautiful theaters inside the former balcony area where the movies are shown. We'll have an elevator and all kind of accessibility items to allow people of all types that are in terms of their mobility or hearing or visual impairments will all be able to enjoy the movies at the State
Theater.
It's
going to be great. It's going to be a modern theater, but within the historical context of its design.
Absolutely. And we're working on those designs right now and some preliminary fundraising work. We're going to announce the public campaign in the spring, so we have about 6 months left to get our preparations together. And then we expect to start work at about a year from now, we think. And we hope to finish up by the spring of 2017.
Which is a landmark year, right?
It's the 75th anniversary of the opening of the State Theater.
Yeah, that's great.
So anyway, well, that's the timeline, and we're making progress.
Well, I certainly
on that
hope
timeline.
I'm not alone in being excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, and we're very, very gratified with the community support so far. And lots more opportunities for community support, so you can do that. If your voice could be used tonight to the county commissioners in Ypsilanti at the Riverside Arts Center at 6 o'clock, they're talking about the accommodations tax and how it should be spent, and the arts might be able to benefit from support there if the citizens come out and tell the commissioners what they think about that. So come on down to the Riverside Arts Center at 6 o'clock tonight and share your thoughts and opinions. We're very excited about two programs that are coming up. They're special programs. And on Thursday, October the 1st, the Manhattan Short Film Festival, that's today, is going to come back to Ann Arbor. In 300 cities around six continents, this festival is showing. You get to vote on what you think is the best short film. They've collected them from all over the world. There's a program of about 90 minutes worth of shorts. And many times, the shorts that you see at the Manhattan Shorts Film Festival end up being the Academy Award winner. Nominated, if not winning, shorts. So it's going to get you a chance to see some of the very best shorts from around the world right here in our town. And you get to help select which one you think is the favorite.
Oh, neat.
And you might even select the one that ultimately wins the Academy Award for Best Short Film. And then coming up on Saturday at 7 o'clock, we have a very special screening of a documentary called Altman.
About Robert Altman?
About Robert Altman and his widow and collaborator, Catherine Altman, is going to be here. She also collaborated on a book that you can pick up as well, and she'll be glad to sign it. There'll be a panel discussion that will include Mrs. Altman and other collaborators, Michael Murphy, an actor who worked in a lot of his film. The director of the documentary is Robert Mann, and he's supposed to be there too. And the documentary is Altman in his own words. They got a hold of archive footage, home movie footage, and it's Altman talking about his career, illuminated by other folks that have worked with him. He was a terrific maverick filmmaker. Everybody seems to know him from MASH. The TV show was inspired by his movie, but Nashville and The Player and just on and on and on. Great westerns, great contemporary dramas, very, very compelling independent outside filmmaker with a lot of skills and a lot of passion.
It's fun to get those kind of little insights into the process and the inner workings of the mind.
Absolutely. And his archives are lodged at the University of Michigan. So Ann Arbor has and our area has a particularly deep relationship with Robert Altman. So go check it out. It's just Saturday at 7 o'clock.
This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins, and we do have choices for the coming weekend.
That's right. And right after Altman at 7 o'clock, we're going to show one of his best films, Nashville, at 9:30. Well, opening up for a extended run is Mississippi Grind, and this is stars Ben Mendelsohn and Ryan Reynolds. They're two guys who are gamblers, and they have a route that they take through the South playing poker games. And this film is very well reviewed.
Modern-day Butch and Sundance?
Kind of. Modern-day for sure. It's a well-acted, steeped in Southern atmosphere. Mississippi Grind is a road movie and addiction drama that transcends each of these well-worn genres. 90% positive reviews.
Wow, that's exceptional.
And great acting with Ryan Reynolds and Ben Mendelsohn, whose characters are very well executed. An interesting road picture around gambling. Go check it out. Mississippi Grind begins tomorrow. And beginning tonight is a Sundance hit called Sleeping with Other People. It's directed by Leslie Headland, who does these offbeat rom-coms. And this is about Jason Sudeikis' character and Alison Brie's character, who are just romantic failures. They just can't seem to
sabotage everything they touch.
They sabotage everything they touch. So they decide that they're just going to be friends. They're not going to have a sexual relationship, a love interest. They're just going to be friends because they like the opposite sex, but they just don't seem to be able to have a decent relationship with any
so
of them.
So they fall in love while they're with
other
people.
Well, that's right. They're not. It's not that they're not sleeping with other people. They just want this. And then there's all of that tension that comes. 67% of people who have actually seen this movie like the movie quite a bit. The director Headland loves rom-coms too much to overly subvert them, but she spices things up at every turn, allowing for a degree of hedonistic dirtiness that movies like this seldom seem to explore. So there's a lot of fun if you like a little bit of sexual edginess in a movie.
Hey, can I still see Grandma? I missed it last week.
Yeah, you can. Lily Tomlin plays Grandma who's trying to...
I love Lily Tomlin.
It's a fun film. And Lily Tomlin's character is great. She's a crabby, a little misanthropic kind of person who's trying to help out her granddaughter who's in a pinch, and neither one of them get along with the daughter or mother. So anyway, good stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking for that.
And also has Sam Elliott and Laverne Cox do some roles. And Phoenix is a German film that a lot of people are liking as well, set right after World War II, about the kind of post period when people are coming out of the camps. Very complex, very interesting, and a compelling movie. Phoenix is still playing and will for another week. Some special screenings downtown. Rosemary Baby is the midnight film at the State Theater. Our Spielberg Man and Monster film series continues with Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We have our Truly John Waters series that kicks off this coming Wednesday with Pink Flamingos, and we're going to do his oeuvre of films every Wednesday.
Weird at every turn.
Yes, absolutely. The series ends with Cecil B. Demented, but you'll also see Serial Mom and Desperate Living.
A movie I'm hearing great things about is The Martian.
The Martian has gotten 93% positive reviews. It stars Matt Damon as an astronaut who is
Mars.
Inadvertently left behind in Mars, and it's about technology and science. Technology and science are used, and it's really, really good stuff. Sicario is an Emily Blunt, Josh Brolin film about the drug trial stuff, and it's really good.
You've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.